This is Viewpoint with attorney and author Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is a one-hour talk show confronting the issues of America's heart and home. And now with today's edition of Viewpoint, here is Chuck Crismeyer.
The Epoch Times was founded in the year 2000 by Zhang Tang and other Chinese Americans affiliated with the Falun Gong New Religious Movement. Tang began the newspaper in his basement. The founders said they were responding to censorship inside China and a lack of international understanding about the Chinese government's repression of the Falun Gong group. By 2003, the Epoch Times website and group of newspapers had grown into one of the largest Chinese language news sites and newspaper groups outside of China, with local editions in the United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Japan, Indonesia, Taiwan, Hong Kong, and major Western European countries. It became somewhat a de facto media alliance with democracy activists in exile, in other words, outside of China. Epoch portrays itself as neutral, independent, and public interested oriented. On the other hand, it is strongly supported and supportive of the Falun Gong movement. But today on Viewpoint, we have the privilege of being joined by Janice Trey, who is the new CEO of the Epoch Times. She moved from the labor camp in China, a Chinese labor camp, to becoming the CEO of this very large newspaper around the world. And she's joining us live here from New York on Viewpoint. And there's a reason why we're doing this, friends, and that is because a number of years ago, I became informed about the Epoch Times and decided to subscribe. I didn't subscribe because it, shall we say, supports the Falun Gong movement as a religious enterprise, but rather because it supports freedom around the world and a group that was under massive repression, just as Christians are all over the world, as are Jewish people. This newspaper is a rather unusual paper. If you have ever subscribed or read it, you will know how unusual it is. Some people don't even know how to spell or how to pronounce the name of the paper. Well, if you Google it, you'll find out all different ideas about the spelling or the pronunciation of the name, E-P-O-C-H, Epoch Times. I'm pronouncing it the way I believe it should be pronounced because it refers to an epoch. What is an epoch? Well, an epoch is a defined period of time. It's a whole arena of time with a beginning and an end, and that's where the newspaper gets its name. But our special treat today is Janice Trey's joining us. She calls it a journey to give a voice to the voiceless. Her trajectory in becoming the CEO of this newspaper and all of its media expressions is quite a story in itself. Janice, it's good to have you on the program.
Thank you so much, Chuck, for having me on your show.
Well, you were not involved in giving the paper its name, but I think it's a great name. And I do believe that we're in a unique and particular epoch of time from a Christian viewpoint. The Falun Gong believe in an ultimate judgment. Christians believe in an ultimate judgment. And there is one who will judge us according to our beliefs, according to our ways. And so in that sense, at least, there is some coordination of the belief of the Falun Gong and Christians, isn't it?
Yes, certainly. We all believe in the Creator.
Uh-huh.
And the Epoch Times has such a majority of our readers, Christians, Jewish, and some Buddhists, some, you know, all sorts of or independents and so we have a huge membership. Every day we send over 5.5 million our newsletter subscribers, and then we reach 59 million page views per month, over 10 million unique visitors per month.
Uh-huh.
We publish in 35 countries and 23 languages.
Well, what's interesting is as newspapers, print magazine, print newspapers are losing their power and their spread in America and around the world, Epoch Times is growing, isn't it?
Well, because we consistently report the truth, what we see is these days a lot of media out there, in particular the legacy media, have abandoned traditional journalism based on facts and treat the media as the precious fourth branch to help citizens make informed decisions. As you mentioned, Chuck, earlier in the program, that this was founded by elite Chinese Americans who fled communism, enjoyed the freedoms on American soil, trying to bring freedom to the rest of the world. And communism is antichrist.
Right.
And there's no true religious freedom until the collapse of communism in every corner of the world. And the Epoch Times in November 19, 2004, published the 9 commentaries of the Communist Party, systematically exposed how communism infiltrated into the society and through its propaganda have brainwashed people. And since its publication over 20 years ago, Epoch Times has inspired 443 million Chinese in China, abandoned the Communist Party membership and its affiliated organizations, the Youth Lead and Young Pioneers, the two younger tiers.
Well,
and this is very significant.
It is. What's interesting is that your newspaper is banned in China, and we can well understand why, because it is unalterably opposed to communism and the entire system there in communist China. One of the fascinating things about your story is that you were once a child laborer in forced labor there in China, weren't you?
Yes. My parents were college graduate engineers merely because they were educated. During the Cultural Revolution, they were sent to forced labor camps to do farming and sewing unrelated to their professions as engineers. I was born during the Cultural Revolution. I grew up in a forced labor camp. I grew sugar cane on the top of the hill, which financed the school on the other side of the hill. I carry fertilizers almost heavier than myself to the top of the hill to grow the sugar cane. And during harvest season, every day I must fill up a full plastic bag of crops dropped on the field because they use hand tools. So some crops were dropped on the field. So I walked hours by foot to pick up the grains that was dropped. If I could not fill up a full plastic bag, I was not allowed to return to school the next day. And the closest school was 1.5 hours by foot.
Wow. We'll get back to you right after this break, Janice. Stay in there. 1 minute from now, we'll be back joining you. What a story. Friends, you're going to want to stay tuned because we've just begun.
Once upon a time, children could pray and read their Bibles in school. Divorces were practically unknown, as was child abuse. In our once great America, virginity and chastity were popular virtues, and homosexuality was an abomination.
So what happened in just one generation?
Hi, I'm Chuck Chrismeyer, and I urge you to join me daily on Viewpoint, where we discuss the most challenging issues touching our hearts and homes. Could America's moral slide relate to the Fourth Commandment?
Listen to Viewpoint on this radio station or anytime at saveus.org.
From a Chinese labor camp to American success story, Janice Trey's journey is a testament, you could say, to the American dream, the power of perseverance. As we just discovered, she was born in the China Cultural Revolution. She spent nearly a decade in a labor camp, witnessing firsthand the devastating effects of communism, and that experience ignited her commitment to freedom and truth, which has guided her throughout her life. Here she is as the CEO, Chief Economic Officer of the Epoch Times, one of the principal, one of the biggest media outfits in the world today, actually, that is actually growing. And she is leads two prominent media organizations that are dedicated to journalistic integrity, free speech, and the preservation of traditional values. Her commitment to these principles makes her an ideal guest right here on Viewpoint. That's why she's joining us. She is most received by conservative audiences who value honest reporting and the protection of fundamental freedoms. And that's why she's here on this program today. It's a privilege for us to have Janice here on the program today. By the way, Janice, for whatever it's worth, this program has been on the air now for 30 years after I left the practice of law in Southern California after 20 years. And we're pleading the cause of a lifetime to a jury of our peers here, the American people, on behalf of Jesus Christ, actually. But we deal with all the issues of our time. And one of the things that of the last several years has come into my hands is the Epoch Times. And I say Epoch, you say Epoch, but we're referring to the same thing. It's a narrow period of time, or a broad, however you want to look at it, but it's defined in that it can be determined in history as a particular time. So I like the title of the newspaper. And so when we left just before the break, you were about ready, I think, to exit the labor camp. How is it that you got out of the Chinese labor camp?
My grandfather was a successful banker, so successful that during my mom's childhood, there was a chauffeur took her to a Catholic school. Mm-hmm. But when communism came to China, they robbed my grandfather's bank. They took away his antique collection and paintings. And so he fled China and went to Hong Kong and restarted his career, you know, from as a security person in a factory warehouse. And gradually he rebuilt his business. And I had the opportunity to visit him in Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. And my father made arrangement. My father, as an engineer, he knew Einstein believed in God. And in China, during Cultural Revolution, there's no way that you can learn Christianity. Mm-hmm. So he sent me to Christian school, and I stayed with my grandfather. And that's how I got out.
In Hong Kong. And how old were you then?
I was 9 years old, and I went alone.
Wow.
And my grandfather sent somebody whom I never met, you know, to take me across the border. Yeah.
So you had to come in very clandestine, secretly. You don't escape from communism that easily. And so it's an amazing thing. So how then did you end up in the United States?
Because of the Tiananmen Square massacre in 1989.
Oh, wow. What a nasty thing that was.
Yeah, my best friend, Dr. Pan, he was a medical school student in Beijing. He worked on the ambulance, and he himself carried dozens of dead bodies and injured students. The casualties of the Tiananmen Square massacre on June 4, 1989, with much greater scale. In fact, the executive vice president at Epoch Times, Dr. Zhou, he had a narrow escape. He was a student activist. Mm-hmm. He was at the square, but he had been there for days, and he was so exhausted, he went back to the dormitory to take a nap, and that's when the tank rolled out. So he had a narrow escape.
And for any who aren't familiar with what you're talking about, the tanks came through the Tiananmen Square and just literally ran over everyone in the pathway and crushed all of those students there. It was one of the most notorious events in human history, certainly in modern history. And Janice, you escaped that, and you have come here. You experienced that. So when was it you arrived in the States?
I arrived in 1990. So after the Tiananmen Square massacre in June 1989, I started applications for college. I have to apply for SAT examinations and then all the application process. I was one of the fortunate ones who landed in the U.S. in 1990, a few months.
Well, that was at the same time of the fall of the Soviet Union, wasn't it?
Yeah, in 1989, I mean, it was the same time when the Berlin Wall came down in Germany, and also the Red Curtain in Soviet Union came down, and then the Eastern Europe, many of the countries, also changed from a communist state to a neo-communist state. China was offered the identical opportunities. However, China's leadership, Communist Party leadership, took a different decision. Why? Because Jiang Zemin, at the time he was mayor of Shanghai, because he was too successful in cracking down the student movement in Shanghai that the rest of the world, most people do not even know about the student movement in Shanghai. So overnight, he was promoted from a mayor of Shanghai, become the head of the Chinese Communist Party. Mm. In fact, he was known as the Chinese Hitler, rose to power with the bloody hands.
Really?
As a matter of fact, when Jiang Zemin visited NASA in Houston at the time, a very famous scientist at NASA, Dr. Ding Taiying, refused to shake hands with Jiang Zemin, and it made the news that he will not shake hands, shake the bloody hands. And why Jiang Zemin was so particular about persecuting Falun Gong, because Falun Gong believed in truthfulness, compassion, tolerance, which those values were totally in stark contrast to communism, using propaganda, using lies, using violence, using class struggles. If you look at the 7+ decades of the communist rule in China, for 5,000 years, there were no communism. So communism was imported from Russia to China. They mobilized the farmers, promised to redistribute the land. They never did, but they started food rationing. And many people die of hunger, and people's survival rely on food, so that's how they censor people, silence people in China. Then the Cultural Revolution, they send educated people to labor camps, and so they don't have a chance to speak up against communism, and also could not, you know, sent to very remote areas, impossible to gather and to change. And then 1989, the student movement, the Tiananmen Square massacres, where students weaponless were being crushed by the tanks. And then 1999, they started the persecution on Falun Gong, on which have done nothing wrong but other than a 5 set of gentle exercise for health improvement. In fact, more than 50,000 sample size over 4 major health surveys show Falun Gong have improved their health at a 94% to 96%. And so every decade or so, an innocent group of people being chosen. If you're landlords, industrials, if you're educated, if you're students, or you're Falun Gong, you have no escape.
And all right,
that's
so
how communism control people.
And it was right after that, at that point, that Epoch Times was formed in the year 2000, right after 1999. And at that time, you were engaged in schooling here in the United States, weren't you?
Yes, I was. And I had the unique opportunities to work in multiple industries. I started as a financial analyst, and I got my certified public accountant's license. And my mentor at church during college suggested that I should go for the best. So University of Texas at Austin has the number one accounting program in the world. I mean, at least in the United, United States. And so that's how I study accounting. And I I've been working in corporate America for the past 3 decades before I took the job at Epoch Times.
Uh-huh.
I was the vice president for 5 Fortune 500 companies.
Really? Wow. So you've been around. What a story, from a labor camp, leaving that at age 9, fleeing to Hong Kong, and now you've been CEO or head of how many Fortune 500 companies?
Well, I was vice president for 5 Fortune 500
Vice president companies. For 5 Fortune 500 companies. What a story. What an absolute story. And your husband, his name is Dr. Torsten, isn't it?
Yes. So he's a 3-time Nobel Peace Prize nominee and awardee for the Mother Teresa Award for Social Justice. And for 18 years, he has done pro bono work. He's the founder and executive director of Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting to speak up on medical ethics. And in fact, any of the audience who want to tell your member of Congress, tell your senators that to support the Falun Gong Protection Act, which is specifically talk about the forced organ harvesting, where Falun Gong practitioners were being, their organs were being harvested on demand because they don't drink, they don't smoke, so nobody want a smoker's lung or an alcoholic person's liver or kidney, and so they're being targeted. And in fact, there's a lot of work between the transplant society in the U.S. and in China, and in fact, the Transplant Society trying to block my husband to set up a booth in the transplant meetings in the U.S. to raise awareness. So that's why it's so important to give a voice to the voiceless, because people inside China, they don't have the means. And Chuck, thank you for your 3 decades of work that you give a voice to the voiceless.
Well, indeed. And it's hard for Americans to believe that in China, the leadership in China would knowingly, intentionally, egregiously do heart surgery or other kinds of surgery to remove an organ from a person, a living person, no protection from pain, nothing, just remove that heart, cut them open, remove the heart. This person, because they're full on gung, is just not eligible to live anymore. And this is happening in massive proportions there in China, isn't it?
Yeah, there are 70 to 100 million Falun Gong followers in China.
Mm-hmm.
And this is reported by the sports committee, because they a lot of infiltrations into the community. And so actually many of those spies, they become Falun Gong practitioners too, because they personally gain the health benefits. And because the health benefits are so significant, despite the brutal persecutions, people did not give up their faith or give up their exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And I give you an example, Dr. Jacob Ravi from Israel, and he's a heart surgeon, transplant expert. His patients went to China, and the patient told Dr. Ravi, saying that the insurance broker arranged for him to go to China in 2 weeks on a specific date and time that he will have a heart transplant. At the time, Dr. Jacob Ravi said it's impossible to have somebody know in advance, 2 weeks in advance with a day and time, to that the person will match you with your blood type and tissue type. To have a heart transplant scheduled in advance is impossible, but the patient indeed had that. And so, Chuck, what you described is still ongoing in China, people being killed on demand.
It is. And you say there are about 100 million Falun Gong there in China. That's about the number of estimated Christians in China that have to deal behind the scenes. If they're going to worship, they have to find a way at night to get together. The Chinese government has forced churches to close, has caused Xi Jinping's poster to be hung as the glorious leader in every church that's approved in China. And so we're looking at something that has to do with freedom for all. but in the context of freedom here in these states.
There is so much more about Chuck Crismeyer and Save America Ministries on our website, saveus.org. For example, under the marriage section, God has marriage on his mind. Chuck has some great resources to strengthen your marriage. First off, a fact sheet on the state of the marital union, a fact sheet on the state of ministry, marriage, and morals. SaveUS.org. Marriage, divorce, and remarriage. What does the Bible really teach about this? Find all of this at SaveUS.org. Also, a letter to pastors, the Hosea Project, SaveUS.org, and many more resources to strengthen your marriage. It's all on Chuck's website, saveus.org. Again, you can listen to Chuck's Viewpoint broadcast live and archived. Save America Ministries website at saveus.org.
It's probably one of the most unusual newspapers in the world today. It's called the Epoch Times. And underneath that banner headline are these words, truth, tradition, and hope. Now, when we're talking about truth, we're talking about informational truth. We're not talking about religious truth per se. We're talking about informational truth having to do with the foundation for freedom, for the ability for people to determine what is right, what is wrong, and so on. So even though the Epoch Times is a foundational, shall we say, arm of Falun Gong, which is a religious movement there coming out of China, that is not what we're particularly promoting here today on Viewpoint. What we're promoting, we're talking about, is a newspaper that, unlike almost any other in this country, actually seems to be interested in promoting basic truth for life and things that are practical or traditional in our lives that make our lives better. For instance, I have in front of me the latest issue of the Epoch Times. And in addition to that, I have copies of several previous excerpts from several previous editions. Here is one with a headline, China's Economy, Don't Believe the Hype. Don't believe the hype. Profits among publicly listed Chinese companies have been at their lowest since 2009. Well, that's not just a little column. That is a major, major article. Here are some more. Normal vitamin B12 levels may be too low for brain health. A study has found that lower normal B12 levels is tied to slower thinking and brain damage. Is that just a little quote, or is that actually a significant article? It's a significant article under the heading, the banner, the Epoch Times, under health. Here's another one. A key to a happy marriage, keep dating your spouse. Boy, did I ever pull that one out, because we're going to use it here on Viewpoint. We're going to talk about that. Why? Because it's critically important. Why is it critically important? Because the divorce rate, even among professing Christians, has nearly equaled that of the nation as a whole and is second highest among pastors in this country. You think that might be significant? Lasting marriage requires intentionality, forgiveness, and generosity. That's under the heading Life and Tradition in the Epoch Times. Then another one. Momentum for European army grows amid concerns over U.S. disengagement. That's a big deal, friends. That's a very big deal since 1950, when the European Common Market was formed and the precursor to the European Union. Everybody denied that there was ever going to be an army, a unified army for the European Union. And now we find out. That's exactly what they had planned and hid it from disclosure. And then finally, under mind and body, another particular section in the Epoch Times, this one's called The Paper Advantage, Why Reading Print is Better for Your Brain than reading from a screen. Now, why do I select these kinds of things? Because they're going to the very heart of our lives, friends, the practical effects on our lives. And that's one of the things that makes this newspaper unique, very, very unique indeed. So we're talking today with Janice Trey, who is the new CEO of Epoch Times for the past 9 months now. So you're a newbie there. So what do you think? Why is it that these particular segments have been selected for presentation every single week for the Epoch Times, Janice?
Well, thank you, Chuck. And, you know, let's talk about the Epoch Health. We actually have published over 14,000 articles on Epoch Health, one of the favorites for people from all walks of life, because we get to the root cause issues. So if you go see optometrists will not necessarily try to help you get to Vision 2020 because that will put themselves out of business, you know. But we provide information how you could actually improve your health, your vision.
So I understand then that the medical profession or the pharmaceutical profession wouldn't exactly be overjoyed about your newspaper.
Well, so our funding is actually primarily from the subscription from our readers,
right,
like you, Chuck. And so we are independent. We are 501c3 nonprofit.
Uh-huh.
We will welcome donations. And we have, our stakeholder is our readers. Unlike other media who may have a billionaire's owner, you know, who have particular agenda, or maybe, you know, certain publicly traded companies that have certain influence by certain agenda or by government, Epoch Times is independent, and we try to provide true tradition and hope to the readers every day. And we abide by the truth because that is the journalism integrity. And we are not afraid of reporting truth. In fact, we have been the number one enemy by the Chinese Communist Party. We wear it as a badge of honor because we've been exposing and provide information. For example, with COVID, we disclosed the pandemic back in December 2019.
Mm-hmm.
So some of our readers bought N95 masks from, you know, the major pharmaceutical companies, you know, when they were abundant of supply at regular price. And some of our subscribers who were traveling in China at the time, they read, you know, the Epoch Times through the VPN and all that, and they changed their return flights to be earlier, and they escaped the lockdown when their relatives and colleagues who were on the same schedule return flights did not make the change. They never make it back to U.S. because they died from the COVID in China. So getting timely information saves lives.
Well, indeed. So many different things. You have a section in the paper every week called Home. I'm just looking at this latest one here. One simple technique can save money, reduce pests, and boost your harvest. 9 things to declutter before spring. And all of these things are practical for people in their lives. Here's another one. Learn as you grow. Advice for beginning gardeners. A secret. It's easier than you think. A lifelong gardener shares how and why to get started. You may wonder, well, why would this be in a newspaper? Answer that question, Janice.
Well, we try to help people make informed decisions, and because we are not driven by profit, so we feel like what will be useful, what would you like to have, what would you want your family and your relatives, your loved ones to have. For example, we have the infographic, emergency preparations, that for 14 days that you were able to survive. And think of hurricane and, you know, that heat places that were unexpected. If people have that infographic, have prepared based on the infographic, that lives could be saved. And it's so important that we provide the information based on things that will be helpful and useful. So we stay away from exaggerations or sensational things that may get higher click rates, because we are not click rate based, but we are talking about true tradition and hope, and those are standards.
Right.
And let me expand a bit on the tradition. We feel like it's so important for people to connect with divinity by looking at what are the traditional culture and the classical culture, and rather than the moral decline. To reverse the trend of the moral decline is kind of the counterculture, countered all those cancellation cultures. Remind people of tradition, as some of the clips that you mentioned, it's about traditions.
Right.
And also bring hope. Many of the media focus too much on the darkness, the murders and all those, but we need to provide hope to people. We need to inspire hope. And that's what we feel like our paper is adding value to our readers' lives.
Well, I would say it's not just hope, but it's help that provides hope. And, for instance, I'm looking here under a major page here in the latest issue of the Epoch Times, glutamate, the processed food additive that may be harming your brain. Regularly eating processed foods with flavor additives may contribute to brain problems. While glutamate activates taste receptors, it does not have the same neuroexcitatory effects on the tongue as it does in the brain. And this is not just a simple little quote. It's a major article. That's one of the things that's unique about this newspaper. And I'm not here to sell the newspaper. I'm here to actually, this is an informational program here today to provide a certain kind of direction and hope for news that you can use. It's not just information, it's information to help transformation in our families and in our lives. For instance, here's another one. In the section called Life and Tradition, for families, a treasure trove of wholesome books. A treasure trove of wholesome books. Now, where are you going to find any of that in any other newspaper in this country? You're not going to find it. So there's something very unique about this. And so we're not here to promote it per se or to sell anything. But if someone were interested in subscribing or at least exposing themselves to this, how would they do that, Janice?
They just go to the website, the Epoch Times, E-P-O-C-H, and the epochtimes.com, and they can choose subscription. So we have a very specials, you know, for $60, you can do a full annual subscription. Or if they want to do the trial, you know, for $1 a week, and, you know, so that's and then you can also, if you're already a subscriber, you can also, you know, refer your friends or get a gift subscription, and you can also donate to support. And we also provide a lot of additional information beyond the...
All right. We'll be right back after this. Hang on to that thought.
Have you ever considered what the early church was like? Many people are developing a heart longing for greater fulfillment in our practices as Christians. A recent study showed 53,000 people a week are leaving the back door of America's churches in frustration. What is going on? Why has there not been even a 1% gain among followers of Christ in the last 25 years? Could it be that God is seeking to restore first century Christianity for the 21st century? Jesus said, "I'll build my church." Is Christ by His Spirit stirring to prepare the church for the 21st century? The early church prayed together and broke bread from house to house. They were family, and it was said by all who observed, "Behold how they love one another." Incredible.
But the same can be found right now. Go to saveus.org and click Sell Church. We can revive first century Christianity for the 21st century.
It's about people, not programs. It's about a body, not a building.
That's saveus.org. Click Sell Church.
A role of vitamin A in measles management. That's another article right here in one of the latest issues, in fact, the latest issue of the Epoch Times, under health. You see, there are so many focuses here to help us to understand and actually gain insight and knowledge, encouragement, health and help, and hope. Health, help, and hope. Those three go together, a nice trilogy of H's there. Building relationships that last, active listening is the cornerstone of healthy communication. All of these things, you see, it's almost like taking a magazine that's maybe a quarter of an inch thick and filled with articles, filled and each in different compartments without all the advertising. I want you to think about that. And as Janice said, a dollar a week? How much would you spend for a magazine a quarter of an inch thick? Go down to the shelves and find one. $10? $8? $12? Not $1. And so what we're looking at here is a vast array of information that is based upon trying to escape from the cultural mandates of our times and restore a sense of tradition, an anchor in truth. That's really what you're looking for, isn't it, Janice?
Yes, and in fact, we also do free subscriptions for students up to 5 years, including 1 year post-college graduations. Mm-hmm. And then with the 250 years anniversary of the Army, we're providing Army veterans a free subscription. So stay tuned for the upcoming promotion. We also have Epoch TV. So Facts Matter by Roman, Crossroad by Josh, and American Thought Leaders by Young. Those are great programs that we do a lot of interviews and investigative journalism. We have movies and documentaries like The Final War Show, the 100 years plan of how they're trying to take down, the Communist Party trying to take down our country. And then the Take Down Hollywood by Tiffany Myers, and also shows that what we have been misled, you know, what were the money interests by the Hollywood. And so we're trying to peel the onions to show our readers what's really going on that other media tend to shy away from reporting. And if I may include one thing, that for those of you who have not watched Xi Shen Yun Performing Arts, highly recommend it. Epoch Times has been a media sponsor for the Shen Yun Performing Arts since its beginning in 2006. It's a classical Chinese dance with a live orchestra with a patented animated backdrop. Think of a movie, a live theater, and live concert, all three in one. In 2 hours, 15 minutes, you learn more about China's 5,000-year civilization before communism than traveling to China. Highly recommend it. You know, don't listen to the New York Times, where it's kind of act like a proxy for the Chinese Communist Party to spread lies and propagandas that tie to the narrative from the Chinese Communist Party. I would say the proof is in the pudding. So I encourage everyone to see Shen Yun yourself. I had the pleasure to introduce Shen Yun to Cate Blanchard. I mean, she's more beautiful in person than on screen. And she took her family to see Shen Yun and described it as an extraordinary experience and exquisitely beautiful. And great for the children, too.
All right. Now, an awful lot of what you're saying here could be interpreted as just promotion of the Falun Gong religious orientation or viewpoint. For those who are listeners to this program, which are, I would say, 99.9% dedicated Christian believers, why should they be interested in this particular newspaper when behind it is so much of the Falun Gong promotion?
Well, actually, the great majority of our subscribers are Christians. The great majority of our English Epoch Times reporters are Christians, and some Jews and some other religions. And the paper itself is not about religion. The paper is really the rare to find journalism with the highest integrities.
Right.
To provide, to report on truth, to report on facts, and because we're independent,
mm-hmm.
and because we're 501c3s, so we are not subject to the control by certain agenda, by billionaire or by certain governments. And this is really important because getting informed and making informed decisions on a timely basis could be life saving. Actually, back in 2003 right. with the SARS respiratory disease, Wall Street Journal reported that the Epoch Times was the first to broke the news. In fact, we broke the news 4 to 6 weeks before other major media. In fact, we reported 3 weeks before the Beijing government admitted there was a pandemic on the SARS respiratory disease. And again, it was proven with the pandemic that we have reporters on the ground. We don't just look at what the Chinese Communist Party's government released statistic. We have people on the ground. We went to the funeral homes. We went to the cemeteries. We went to the hospitals. We collected real data. We look at the cell phone usages, and we look at the enrollment in school, and we went to buses and trains and to see the people flow and to see what is the real death toll and what's the population move. And so we provide information. A lot of people say, well, I'm not connected to China. However, your 401k money or your 403b, or even the government, the thrift savings plans may indirectly invest in China. It's, you know, many things that you use at home or you buy some components may be produced in China. It is important to make informed decisions. And Epoch Times has been courageously reporting the truth for the past 25 years, and we will continue to do so. And communism is anti-Christ. And so we are all in this together to mm-hmm. end communism. Not only we produced the book, The Nine Commentaries on the Communist Party in 2004, in 2018, we published The Spectre of Communism, Ruling the World, showing yeah. how communism has infiltrated into every facet of our society.
Yeah, you've culture, had a whole series on that.
All that. Yes. And so readers of Epoch Times, you know, get to read the Spectre of Communism and have a deep understanding. And in fact, I met an educator who had been an educator for 3 decades and also have a foundation for education advocacy. And she has read both volumes of the Spectre of Communism and find it extremely helpful to understand how communism quietly infiltrated on American soil using different labels that most people are not aware of.
Uh-huh.
And so I think it's so important that the audience understand the transnational repression by the Chinese Communist Party on American soil, and that most people are unaware of.
Like, right.
Think of the risk that we are facing. You know, fentanyl, you know, more than 1 nanogram could kill a person. And that, you know, the number of Americans killed in fentanyl in a year is more than what we lost in Vietnam War. And you look at in the past 4 years, the number of Americans lost due to fentanyl have more than World War One and World War II.
Unbelievable.
Together. So this
and China is foisting that on the country. So it's not just economics itself, but it's other means of trying to undermine and destroy the last best hope of Earth, as Abraham Lincoln referred to America. I have a question for you very quickly, because Russia and China now have entered into a pact of joint partnership, which they say is unbreakable. What do you make of this new alignment with Russia and China?
Well, actually, the alignment was right at the time of Olympics, you know, Putin and Xi have this meeting, mm-hmm. and they said they will enter the highest level of strategic partnerships. And within 2 weeks, they just waited the end of the Olympics, and then the Ukraine war happens. What the impact of the Ukraine war is anti our military supply from the U.S., which makes U.S. more vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And it's really burning cash, like depleting the military equipment.
Uh-huh.
Another risk that we need to be aware is that actually over 50% of the military supplies is actually have been transported on Chinese ships. And that we are very vulnerable. And so we need to be really mindful. You know, when the southern border was opened, there were more than 100,000 military trained and military aged males from China came through the southern border. And think of, they could use drones, 70% of drones are manufactured in China. Mm. And they could use drones to spread poisons on agricultural land. They can spread poison into a water treatment system. And it could really put our life at risk.
It's amazing. It really is amazing, and you're a tremendous spokesperson for the Epoc Times, no question about it. Janice Trey, A Journey to Give a Voice to the Voiceless, from labor camp until 9 years of age, a labor camp, forced labor camp, where her parents were incarcerated, her father being an engineer, and then she was forced into labor, escaped miraculously to Hong Kong, and from there made it to the United States, and got her degrees from the University of Texas at Austin and then Harvard Business School, certified public accountant over 30 years, and has been the executive experience as a vice president in five Fortune 500 companies across the country. It's pretty amazing, Janice. In fact, it's almost hard to put into words this journey that you have been on. You have kids, don't you?
Yes, and so that's why our publication, we want to make it children appropriate,
uh-huh.
and we want the best future for our child and our grandchildren.
Uh-huh.
And it's so important, and we are all here together to end communism so that we can bring religious liberty for everybody, because we're created by the creators,
mm-hmm.
and we all, each of us, must play a part
right.
to end communism and bring religious liberty to every corner of the world.
There you go. All right, friends, again, this has been an unusual opportunity to talk with Janice Trey, who is the CEO, brand new CEO in the last 9 months of the Epoc Times. And it's an epic journey that she's been on. That's a different word, E-P-I-C, as opposed to the title of the newspaper, E-P-O-C-H. Sounds very similar, but in reality, the title of the newspaper refers to a period of time, a defined period of time, an epoch. And that's exactly the time we're in. It's an epic period of time, whether you want to go back to 1989, Tiananmen Square, whether you want to go back to the Cultural Revolution, whether you want to go to the Russian Revolution, 1917. Regardless, there's a period of time here, and it is a very distinct and unique period of time in which you and I live, and it's incumbent upon us to do the very best we can to expose ourselves, our children, and so on, to the kind of information that is distinct and different than that which is poisoning our culture. So that's why we're talking about this here with Janice Trey today. If you're interested in this, you can go on their website. What's the website again, Janice?
TheEpochTimes.com.
EpochTimes.com. That's E-P-O-C-H. Times.com. Again, thank you so much for joining us, Janice. It's a real privilege. And friends, become a partner with us here on Viewpoint. We also don't have advertising, as you know. We're based upon your donations. So help us to keep the message coming. Go to the website, saveus.org. Let's be bold and let's get the message out. God bless.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Chrismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.